Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. I want teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. If you want to know more, take a look at my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, which is available on Amazon in both ebook edition and paperback. With Father's Day this coming weekend, I thought I'd share some thoughts on how to honor your dad in a way that would be special for him, memorable for you, and fit within your spending plan, too. One of the Father's Day agreements I had with my dad when he was alive and I lived at home was that he got to sleep late, and once he was up, he could order whatever he wanted for breakfast. It was his day. If he wanted to sleep all day, that was his choice. If he wanted to run errands, great. If he wanted to watch TV, it was up to him to select what we watched. Father's Day was just that, Father's Day. Here are my five tips for making Father's Day special. Be in touch. Few people stay in the same town where they grew up anymore. Many families are spread all over the world, all over the country, all over the state, and in many cases, all over a really large city. We're more mobile now than ever before. Although we may be physically farther apart, we are technologically closer than ever. Unless you don't like your dad, or you don't get along with him, or you don't respect him, there is really no excuse for not being in touch with him on Father's Day to wish him well and thank him for being your parent. It used to be that long distance was so expensive, but not anymore. Now it's pretty much free. So with cell phones, texting, email, long distance, voice over internet, Skype, FaceTime, and so many other methods of communication, it's time to get in touch. If you're at odds with the patriarch of the family, hopefully this is a temporary condition, so at least send a note or a card that says you're grateful for his being your parent for all the years he gave to you and that you love or at least like him, even if not for now. I'll leave that part out myself, the last part. None of us are perfect. Being a parent is a job that does not come with a how-to manual, nor does it come with instructions, nor does it have a 1-800 service number you can call for backup. It is the ultimate job where you train on the job, and even if your father was not there for you when you think you needed him or the way you wanted him to be, he was there when it counted, in that he was one of the people who created you, chose you, or raised you, the best he could do with what he had to work with at the time. If your father is not present in your life because he left you, know it was not about you. It was about him. If you've grown into a father yourself, then you know the difficulty in the job, and you can celebrate for yourself and what you've done to become the man that you are. If you're a daughter who never knew her father, then don't blame yourself. Again, he made that choice to leave you. You may be stronger because of what you didn't have and because of his absence from your life. So if your dad is still alive, then get in touch with him for this Father's Day and let him know what he means to you. And in addition, another great gift, doesn't cost anything, is to stay in touch at least once a month, if not once a week, if you can. Because time passes very quickly, and when he's gone, you won't be able to tell him how you feel or ask for his advice on anything or even get angry at him because he'll be gone and you'll be on your own. Yes, I know fathers want to give us their opinion on everything. And part of that is because we really, as parents, want to save you from pain, the pain that we experienced when we learned things. I'm surprised no one has invented a data point that we can, like, you know, plug in a link and we can download all of the things we learned during our lifetime. I think our human beings would be a lot more evolved if we'd been able to share that way and have it automatically be added to the memory bank. But So just remember that when he's haranguing you about something, it's not really about something you've done. It's about something he wants to spare you from or share with you that he thinks is valuable that he's learned in his life. Make time to spend time. Father's Day is just one day of the year and right at the beginning of the summer, which is a busy time for a lot of us. So if it's not convenient to visit Dad in person or on the actual Father's Day, then make an effort sometime in the year to do something together if you can afford to make the trip. If you're in the same town, then consider treating him and your mom to dinner sometime. Either cook it at home or take them out. But remember to pick up the tab. Make him your guest and attend to his needs and wants. Maybe he really is a sports fan and loves to watch baseball. Watch a game with him. Talk only during the commercials. Bring snacks that he's really fond of, like pigs in a blanket or nachos or nuts and pretzels or hummus or guacamole or whatever it might be. If you haven't spent much time together in the last 5 years, then ask him what he would like to do with you. It might be a boat show or going fishing or seeing a movie or attending a swap meet or going to a lecture or a museum or skeet shooting or hunting. Find out what he likes to do now. Don't assume you know the man he is now, especially his interests, if you haven't been together for a while. If he's able to travel and you can work your schedule out to match his, then take a few days off together and go somewhere and do something together that will make memories for both of you. Attend an NBA or NFL game, go fishing at a local beach or lake, camping at a state park, or check out a classic car auction out of town. Plan something that fits into your budget and your spending plan. Don't go overboard and show off. Figure out what you both want to do together and if you can make it work. Consider what he might want as a gift rather than what you want to buy him. Depending on your father's age and the circumstances of his youth, he may not want any material things from you. Many people spend their middle life acquiring things, and then when they reach their later years, find that they don't need so many possessions and want to divest of much that they collected during their lifetimes. Depending on what type of retirement plan and savings your dad has accumulated in his life, he may prefer that you give him things he can use, like socks and clothes, gift cards to stores that sell groceries, books, or DVDs. He might like to have an hour of your time teaching him how to use his computer or tablet or phone. A CD with your favorite songs might introduce him to new music and artists he might like. A photo of you, your family, if you have one, his grandchildren, if there are any, or the two of you together in a lovely frame may be the perfect thing for him to know that you're thinking of him. If there are certain foods he's fond of, then make or buy them for a special day. Brownies with walnuts, perfect. Spicy cheese crackers, go for it. Pot roast, fix it. If he's a scotch drinker, then find out his favorite brand or ask if there's one he's always wanted to try and buy it for him. Our budgets often dictate what we drink every day, but there might be something he'd consider a splurge that you can afford that would make a great gift. Does he like gadgets, tools, play a certain sport? Then find accessories he may need to make the experience much better for him. A golfer might like a gift card to one of the indoor golf shooting ranges. If he's a risk taker, then a trip to the indoor skydiving location might be a thrill for him. Just remember to make it fun. Chances are there are memories of a time with your dad that always come back to you. Do your best to forget the bad ones and focus on the good memories, the ones that you would love to live again, the ones that you'd like to recreate with your own children if and when you have them. Are there any that make you laugh out loud? Are there any that really take you back to a fun time in your life with your pop? My dad taught me how to use a camera. We took pictures of my dolls and my dog, and then he showed me how to develop film in a darkroom that he'd put together in a closet in our house. I can remember the surprise I felt when the photo appeared on the paper. It was magic. I also remember my dad would turn on the sprinklers in the middle of the day in the summer so we could run through them, feeling the cool water on our bodies while it was 100 degrees outside. Made my mother crazy, but we did it anyway. He played with me when I was a kid, sharing with me the things he thought were magical and fun. Most dads do that with their kids, and when we get older, things get serious as we try to show how grown up we are, when in fact we still want to play with our dads. Flip through the fun memories, the happy ones, and look for a way to recreate the joy, the fun, the laughter from that time while letting your dad know that you remember and that it meant something to him. And last but not least, tell him you love him. Every time there is a natural disaster or a terrorist attack and loved ones are separated from their family members by death, I think that it's important to tell the people who matter to us, whether they're family or friends, how much you love them. So whether you send a note, a card, an email, a text, or whatever you do, call, Skype, FaceTime, or however you like to reach out, tell your dad you love him, and if you have the courage, tell him why. Just three little words. I love you. Add to that three little points, and you're there. If my dad were here now, I would definitely tell him I love him. Whew. And I would tell him I love him just because. If I had to tell him why, it would be a multitude of reasons. Most of all, it would be because he was a great teacher. He taught me how important integrity was. He taught me about magic. He taught me how to be empathetic and how to have compassion for others. He taught me how to fry bacon and how to fry eggs in bacon grease without catching the kitchen on fire. He taught me how to whistle. He taught me how to sing funny songs, how to dance, how to enjoy life, because life is very, very short. He was a good man and a wonderful father. No, he wasn't perfect, but then neither am I. On this Father's Day, I wish you all the time with your dad, whatever it is, whether it's in person, virtually, or through memories, and that you feel the love when you all are together, and that there is joy and pleasure in being together with each other again. I hope you have a great Father's Day and a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we'll cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.